Jerry Bader Show, 935-406-1360, 888-455-1360. The president, it appears, is on the verge of issuing executive orders that clearly would circumvent existing immigration law. The president of the United States, there's no way you can squint on this. Executive orders do not allow you to circumvent existing law. Now, here is the belief that Republicans are so damned afraid of the immigration issue that he can get away with anything on this issue that he wants. That might be true. And here's a little experiment that I want to conduct. When this issue reached its first boiling point in 2007, and this show was much smaller in reach then than it is now, phones rang off the hook. I've tried taking up this issue in recent months. Nothing. Are conservatives passionate about this? What will their reaction be? What do they expect of Republicans? And here's what I think, that the Democrats think this is a winner. They want to rattle Republicans' cage. They want to rattle it, rattle it, rattle it until even so-called mainstream Republicans start talking impeachment. And the minute they get that word out of them, and they are doing everything they can to get that word out, see how extreme they are? They won't impeach the black guy. That's what this is all about, you know. And that's the card they're preparing to play. That only works if the public doesn't reach its tipping point. Here's another dynamic of this. Illegal immigrant demonstrators were protesting outside the White House yesterday, but don't expect American immigration officers to intervene. An Immigration and Customs Enforcement official indicated even if the protesters end up getting arrested by D.C. police, which isn't going to happen, they'd have to be serious criminals for ICE to get involved. Here's what's interesting, though. These are illegal immigrants who want a seat at the table to discuss this issue. Are Democrats right that people don't care about immigration? They just don't. Open borders are fine. The president can unilaterally open our borders where we don't have any immigration policy anymore. Or is there finally a tipping point? Because I'm telling you, the sense that I got from conservatives, even those who consider themselves Tea Party conservatives in many cases, is, yeah, you know, immigration is kind of a loser for us. You know, I don't know. Where's the line? Where is that bright red line with Americans? By the way, I shouldn't even say conservatives. Americans, and I think even some of them Hispanics, were, look, a country without borders is not a country. And at some point here, do you stop worrying about politics? If you think he's breaking the law by doing this, and a lawsuit is a joke, then at what point, and I've brought this up before, is impeachment not extreme? What does he have to do? What law does he have to flaunt? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. We do have calls on this. I'm not going to say we don't have calls on this. But 7 years ago when this first came up, the phones exploded. I think conservatives don't know how to feel on this anymore. Jim and Howard. Jim, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Good morning, Jerry. I think you're right about one thing. I would hope all the Spanish people who have gone through the legal process are up in arms about all this, too. But the question I have is, what is your feeling on some of the conservative pundits' opinions that they're pushing and pushing and pushing to try to get the Republicans to do impeachment so that they can rally the base? I have seen one letter from Democratic fundraisers saying, please don't let them impeach the president. Send money today. What is your thought about that? I think there's been a few people that have come out with that theory.
Well, okay, but hang on a second. I think I understand what you're saying. Which pundits are you referring to?
Well, Rush Limbaugh was being one of them, and there was a couple of writers, and I can't remember his name, who agreed that they're pushing they're pushing impeachment so that it'll rally the Democrat base to support Democrat candidates.
Right. Well, no, that is happening. And I mentioned that. Yeah, here's
Okay,
Democrats are talking right now more about impeachment than Republicans are. Because, and you're right, they are using it in fundraisers because Democrats believe it's a winner for them. Democrats believe that even discussion of it is a winner for them. Here's what I think you do, Jim. You can't, look, you can't impeach right now because you don't have the Senate. But do you say that? And I've said this for weeks now, even before this latest move. Do you say, look, we're not going to start impeachment proceedings because it won't do any good. But we believe the president is guilty of impeachable offenses, and that might change if the power changes. But I think there's a belief among conservatives, or at least among the establishment Republican, Jim, that it's okay. Here, remember what we heard in 2012. Scott Walker won the recall only because most voters didn't like the idea of the recall. That's what we're being told. Even Scott Walker, I will tell you, believes that. Okay, if that's, and here's what Republicans are afraid at play, that no matter how egregious what President Obama does is, people still don't like the idea of removing him from office. Well, then I guess he can get away with anything, huh?
That's the way it sounds.
I mean, if you're going to be politically afraid of doing the right thing, thanks a lot for the call. I still think impeachment in 1998 was the right thing. But the only way that Republicans are going to do anything is if they think people are outraged by this. Jim is our only call on this. I think Republicans and conservatives, anyone to right of center, has been frightened into silence. They just don't know what to believe. They're being told, well, we need Hispanics. And they're being told we're going to lose Hispanics if we stand firm on immigration. We're not even talking about standing firm on immigration reform anymore. It's not even what we're talking. We're not talking about seriously dealing with the 11 million that are here. We are. You know, there are things that some Republicans supported that conservatives called amnesty. That wasn't amnesty. The president is now talking about amnesty for perhaps a huge chunk, and I think the number is bigger than 11 million, that are here illegally. But beyond that, you've got illegal immigrants protesting the White House. We deserve a seat at the table. You're bordering on anarchy here. I find it hard to believe that Americans. Isn't there any tipping point for them anymore? Or have we all been so neutered by the race card? Well, they're going to just say that we hate Hispanics, and we're going to lose. I understand that all of the statistics right now, all of the survey, everything shows it's going to be a big Republican night in November, and I know they don't want to screw that up. But really, in the name of political expediency, you're going to let the president get away? Think of the precedent. This is an open challenge. He's daring them. That's what he's doing. He's daring them. Now, I agree. You can't. You would be idiotic to start impeachment proceedings. But can't you say they're impeachable offenses and our hands are tied? Tim in Lublin. Tim, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry.
Morning.
Good to have you back from vacation.
Thanks.
A couple things. First of all, even the way you're phrasing it, and I'm not, this isn't just a criticism of you, but others, when you're asking how do you feel about that, I think that shows what you've talked about is when it comes to these difficult things, the left has been able to even get into our dialect and make us talk about what we feel rather than what we think about it. So there's, I think, part of the problem right there.
Okay. Yeah.
I know it may be moot, but I think it shows how some
more semantics than anything. But go ahead.
Yeah, but I think it shows a little bit how they've been able to, with years and years of t- talking about people's feelings rather than the thinking on issues, they've been able to creep into other areas. And another point on this, when you say not just conservatives but Americans, I hearken back to the famous acceptance speech that Barry Goldwater had when he said, you know, extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice, and moderation in the pursuit of justice is no virtue. And yet, and I see in our Republican Party, and like you say, in the leadership overall, everything is just wishy-washy. We don't dare take a stand because we're afraid we're going to get some people upset. Well, unfortunately, that happens whenever you do.
You know, I want to go back to your first point. I do want to know what people feel, because I think if they're thinking people, they should feel outraged.
I agree, and because I am outraged on this whole matter here too. And like you said, I agree that this is a whole matter that they're trying to, that they're daring the Republicans to impeach, try to bring up impeachment in order to womp up the race card again.
And if we're right about that, what line does he have to cross before they take the bait?
So far he's been moving the line and we've been stepping back, moving the line, stepping back. And
I love, by the way, you want to talk about how things seep in. Hang on a second. Let me just see if I can find this. Where it says that he's almost as much the imperial president as George W. Bush was. What a load of crock that is. I mean, one, Bush never had an imperial president. Wouldn't it have been nice if he actually did impose himself that way? If you're a conservative, you might think, what a joke. Thanks a lot for the call. To Bill, by the way, the joke, I was saying his call is a joke. He had a very good call. Bill in Neillsville. Bill, go ahead.
Hi, good morning, Jerry.
Morning, Bill.
Yeah, say, this whole thing about whether or not Obama should be impeached, I think that we're suffering from constitutional illiteracy. Because the people, I think a large percentage of the people don't understand what an impeachable offense is. And there's no doubt in my mind that Obama has committed impeachable offenses. I think he should be impeached. But I don't know how you get the people and, you know, that kind of support out there. Now, our congressmen who are supposed to be in that position to impeach, they seem to be afraid to do this because they're not sure how the fallout would be. And the reason is because in the minds of a lot of people, they're still looking at Obama as this messiah-type figure, somebody who is bigger than life. And what are you going to do? You're going to impeach the messiah? I mean, this great, the first black president? I mean, that in itself sounds outrageous, doesn't it?
See, and you're right about that, and they know that. However, he would not be the first president to be impeached. Two white guys were impeached in the House of Representatives. But you are right about that. But I think, Bill, there are two separate things here. I do not support moving forward with impeachment proceedings because it would be an exercise in futility. But can't you say that? But see, here's the thing. I can understand them being intimidated by the process, but they're afraid to even be associated with the word because that's extreme for the very reason that you just said. Thanks a lot for the call. Because if they want to impeach President Obama, it must be just because he's black. And they are so afraid of that sticking. Think about that. He can do whatever he wants then. Mike in Hollandtown. Mike, how are you at the Jerry A. Bader Show?
Thanks for taking my call, Jerry.
Yep.
There's a couple of reasons why this is happening and people aren't responding very much. One, nobody listens to the protesters. There are protests all over this country about the immigration problem everywhere, but it is not covered in the main media at all. And the second thing is I disagree with that caller. 5 years ago, yeah, he was the messiah. 5 years ago, he could do no wrong. Even the black communities are turning against him now. And they still think they have that free ride from various communities that he has been very popular in for a long time.
Mike, but answer me this. I mean, you made very good points. But let's get away from the impeachment discussion for a moment. 7 years ago, when there was legislative debate about amnesty, my phones melted, and the show was only on in Green Bay then, and my phones melted. Now we're talking about an illegal move to grant amnesty, and yeah, we have a couple of calls coming in, but it's, what the hell has happened?
Well, what happened is very simple. People are tired because this guy keeps doing illegal things and nobody stops him. The answer to all his illegality is just say no. But there should be congressmen, there should be enforcement officers. Everyone who knows that this is not right should just simply say, I will not enforce these laws. These are not laws. These are the edicts of a king.
Well, that, see, and they don't even want to say that. This is what I, at this point, I'm not even talking about action. I would be satisfied if they would grow a pair on messaging and say, yeah, look, we can't impeach him. But these are impeachable offenses. But they're afraid even to say that. This come up at random? 9:51.
Things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.